The struggle is real.
Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
The struggle is real.
Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
Alright, that's what it is. Who we got in the building, Miss Jessica?
Well, before I tell you who we have in the building, did you all know that we live in the healthiest city in the nation?
I just want to know.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but I want to know exactly what does that mean.
Well, that is according to a national health competition that was launched in 2016 by the Aetna Foundation, the American Public Health Association, and the National Association of Counties, right? So Charlotte was named the healthiest city and county in America yesterday.
Wow.
And we won a $500,000 grant.
Okay.
And it's all due to this program that is called Heartbeat Village that was taking place right here in Charlotte. And we have some people that are a part of that wonderful program. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Reverend Boyd from Rockwell AME Zion Church.
Listen,
let's give him a round of applause.
Let me tell y'all, Reverend Boyd looked at me and said, "Boy, when the last time you've been to church, boy?"
And you know what Larry
I'm
did?
I'm over there at Rockwell AME Zion. Come see me.
Larry lied to this good pastor.
I told him I'd go to church on the couch. Not every Sunday, but some Sundays I watch it on
Larry,
TV.
Larry, you don't wake up on Sunday till about 12:30.
How you know? You live in my house?
I see when you log on the PlayStation.
You don't even know where I live.
Hey, fellas. Also in the building, I heard this young lady. Now, we already had Reverend Boyd. He was already scheduled to come and talk to us today. But yesterday when I was at the announcement ceremony, I heard this young lady speak about her experience in the program. And it went up to her. I said, "Hey, I need you on the air tomorrow to tell everybody your story." So, ladies and gentlemen, let's have a round of applause for Miss Wanda Dupree.
Yes, ma'am.
So this Heartbeat Village program, it was activated. I'm sorry. Village Heartbeat. It was in a lot of these faith-based in our churches, and it reached over 20,000 local residents. Taught them how to live healthy lifestyles. So, Reverend Boyd, I'd like to ask you, why did you think it was important for Village Heartbeat to be in your church and with your church population and your family?
Well, first of all, it's absolutely important because our health is indeed our greatest wealth. The county, Mecklenburg County, has, as part of its responsibility, all of the human services needs of the county, and so has determined that there is a crescent within our county that there are zip codes that can determine one's health outcomes.
Mm.
But no one has found a way to penetrate the communities to engage folk who are the most at risk. A dreamer by the name of Cheryl Emanuel in the Population Health Division of the Health Department came up with an idea over her time in working in public health that there is an institution within our community already that does not change, even when the community changes. Mm. This institution remains one of the stable entities within the community, and that is the church, in particular the Black church, and is still one of the most trusted institutions within the Black community, and so has partnered with health in a way that governments do not to introduce, first of all, the knowledge and importance of why, how to take care of ourselves, and then access resources through the churches to be able to reach people in our congregations and in the community to teach them how to eat better, teach them how to live better in a way that helps three things. One, address our hypertension, high blood pressure.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Diabetes and heart health.
Which heart disease was the biggest thing that was right here in Mecklenburg County. That was the biggest issue. And through Village Heartbeat, they were able to reduce smoking and obesity rates with the types of activities that they were doing in this program.
All right, so coming back, I want to know, first of all, what are we going to do with this money? And then second of all, how can we begin to educate folks on how to eat better as Pilot 88?
No limit, Larry!
Pilot 88 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. We back on We Family Wednesday. We're talking about Village Heartbeat.
Village Heartbeat is a program right here in our community that is encouraging people and teaching people how to live healthy lifestyles. And we actually have one of the program participants, Miss Wanda Dupree here, heard her story yesterday and was like, she's definitely got to share it with Madhouse Nation. You participated in Village Heartbeat and it has helped you. Tell the people about it.
I joined Village Heartbeat 2012. And as I said yesterday, my motives were not to do the healthy part of it. I joined because of the incentives, the free membership to the Y, the red carpet events. Well, in December 2017, things got real for me, and I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And although my motives were different as far as joining the Village Heartbeat, as time went on and I went in through my treatments with chemotherapy and radiation, I realized that Village Heartbeat had pre-prepared me for the things that I was about to go through with the breast cancer. After a 7-day stay in the hospital, and not being able to hold any solids or fluids down, I demanded that the doctors release me so I can go home and do some things to help myself that I had learned through Village Heartbeat. So against their better judgment, they allowed me to go home. I went home and mixed up a green smoothie of kale, spinach, olive oil, things that I learned through Village Heartbeat. And for the first time in 7 days, I was able to keep something down and get enough energy to make it to my oncologist's office and get fluids. And I vowed to her that if she gave me the fluids, I knew what to do to help myself and I would not be back in the hospital. So I'm going on a year of treatment, and that was the last time I was hospitalized because of the information, the tools, and the resources that I received through Village Heartbeat to help me fight this battle.
Wow.
Reverend Boyd, how can we better train our people to eat better, you know, so we can do better?
So one of the things that we're doing, as you know, churches have always been a place where we gather not only to worship and to fellowship, but to eat. And so because food for us is central to a lot of things, one of them being emotion, also connections. And so one of the things that the Village Heartbeat has done is to teach us how as churches that we can eat healthier while still maintain the power of the fellowship that we also so need and crave.
Because we love that chicken. I mean, we gotta be honest. As a people, we love chicken,
fried chicken.
Yeah. So you switched it over. You do the bacon, the grill.
Grill, yes, sir. Because now we know, and the important thing is knowledge. For the lack of knowledge, our people perish. And so, for not knowing so long, the effects of the harmful effects of fried foods. Collectively, over our lifetime, it has had a real adverse effect on our overall health. And so by doing this in this environment where we connect spiritually, it helps us then to move from that to our own personal lives and begin to do it at home and encourage others to do it at work.
One of the things that the participants were saying yesterday at the event was that it was great to be able to do this with a group of people. Like, so you have some accountability partners that can really help you out with this. And this isn't only an eating thing. They're teaching you how to eat healthy, but they're also doing things like chair aerobics. So they're teaching you the physical fitness part and also teaching you how to eat. I actually went through one of the cooking courses that they did and went home and actually started making some of those snacks at home because they're good.
Yeah.
The food is good, you know, and we have this misconception that healthy food ain't always good. But the food that they were teaching us how to make in that class was good. It was, I think I learned how to make trail mix and something else.
My question is, how do we connect with the younger generation? Because, you know, as you get a little older, you tend to want to eat better. You tend to want to do better in your eating habits. So how do we connect with the younger generation to let them know, hey, y'all got to eat better. Y'all got to put this McDonald's and all this fast food down. How can we connect with those people?
Yeah, so by modeling. Modeling is very important. Young people do what they see us do, not what they hear us say.
Mm-hmm.
For example, my wife and I are blessed to be raising our 14-year-old nephew who lives with us now and is proud to say has lost 55 pounds.
Mm. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Because when he came to us, we ate differently, and he began to eat differently. And so now he's a 14-year-old kid who won't eat ice cream, won't eat cookies, won't eat cakes and candies. Not just because it's sugary and it's not good for you, but he's learned the connection between how eating healthy can bless his body and how he can look better and feel better about himself.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And that's very important. So modeling is key. We live and practice what we preach.
Now, along with being healthier, how do we get people in our black community out to get checked? Because we don't like to go to the doctor. We don't like to get. We don't like to be diagnosed with anything. We don't want to hear that news. How can we get that out to make sure that we what our health status is and how we can stay healthy?
Excellent. So one of the things that the Village is a collection of partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
Partnership between faith-based, Mecklenburg County Health Department, Novant Health, and the American Heart Association. And Novant Health provides for us the biometrics when we go into the competition of all the churches. It started out with 10 churches. Now we have 60.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about roughly...
I think they said about 20,000 people.
Spread out over the impact of it. And through that, and with pastors leading this charge, for me, it's personal. I have high blood pressure that I inherited from my father. Mm-hmm. I have a history of heart disease in my family that I inherited from my father. So for me to stand out publicly in my pulpit and talk about the need for us as men, African-American men, for us as a congregation to get our checkups, to do this in-house. We have a health and wellness ministry internally, but to also partner with this in competition, it breaks down the stereotypes and stigmas that exist for us to do this.
Yeah.
But also it's important that to know that the faith base helps to provide a bridge over a gap that has existed historically where health organizations have not treated us in a way that the general population has. They've not been forthright. We still are last to the table when it comes to modernized medicine, still last when it comes to new medications that are out there, still last to know about research opportunities that we can participate in. So we still have a lot of work to do.
That's what's up. You know, Pastor Boy, he favored Dr. J a little bit. You know, it's all star with you.
When Julius Erving?
Yeah, he favored Dr. J. Pull up the picture. He looked like Dr. J a little bit. Coming up, man, we got more with Village Heartbeat. It's Power 98. Now, talking about Village Heartbeat. And if you want to get involved, or can people still get involved with Village Heartbeat?
Come on, Jamar. Who's doing it?
we welcome anyone and everyone to come aboard. In terms of as Reverend Boyd stated, we filter through the church, but we definitely welcome anyone to take part in any of the activities that take place at specific churches at host sites. We have them on our calendars on the website and on the our Facebook page. So we always send individuals that go there so they can get a feel for what they're interacting with, and we look to take that information back to the pastor. And my senior manager, Shirley Manuel, she loves to have that connection with the pastor to continue to give that information, how to bring his or her church aboard.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you're just joining us, we're talking about Village Heartbeat, a program that's right here in Charlotte, where yesterday we were named the healthiest city in America. And this program won a $500,000 grant, and we're going to be continuing this program. And so, Wanda, I want to ask you. You said that you got involved because of the incentives, right? But then you really understood, like, the purpose of the program.
Yes.
What was the hardest thing about changing over to this healthy lifestyle, and how did you overcome it?
The hardest thing was the whole just not knowing. That was the hardest thing. You get accustomed to a certain lifestyle. You get accustomed to eating certain foods, and the myth of, you know, the healthier food is costs a little more, and it's not, supposed to be as well as good. But I overcame it because through the Village Heartbeat, they promoted cooking classes where you could come out and you can experience cooking firsthand. I overcame the working out part because they provided memberships to the community YMCAs, park and rec centers that were right there in our communities. And then you have an awesome support system in Village Heartbeat. It's an entire village where people are holding you accountable. And I like to share one of my stories. I was in a grocery store after one of the challenges and about standing in front of the ice cream freezer ready to purchase some ice cream, and the RoboCop exercise person out of nowhere was like, "What are you doing?" And so in my community, and I just met him in Village Heartbeat. So it's a community effort, and everybody working together, encouraging each other, is what helped me to overcome and realize this is not just about the competition, but it's a lifestyle change.
But I love ice cream, though.
I love ice cream, too. I didn't get it that day.
So let me ask you, we've been talking about this $500,000 grant. What does that mean, and how can I get some of this money?
No.
Okay, well, I just got to ask.
You can't get the money.
No.
You get the benefits of the money.
So what does that mean that we get a $500,000 grant, since y'all didn't want to give me none of the money?
Why do you keep saying we?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The city of Charlotte. I am a resident of the city of Charlotte. I pay taxes in the city of Charlotte, so that means me. I'm included.
Somebody please explain this for him.
Please. All right. So primarily, it's really about not only expanding a couple of things. I know one of the things that's been in talk discussion is, you know, the question came about children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do we, and Reverend Boyd said, you know, it's all about mocking, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Modeling it. So how do we go and make sure we model what we are sending through the information through American Heart Association, Novant, through our other partners to the children, attaching that to their children's ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So expanding it in that way, but mm-hmm. also improving upon what we've got. So those are the two things that we're really, really focusing on mm-hmm. in terms of utilizing the grant. And we got to thank the Aetna Foundation. We can't thank the Aetna Foundation enough.
So if somebody wants to get involved or they want more information on Village Heartbeat, you have a website or phone number they can go to?
Oh, yes. You can. We're in the Office of Community Engagement. We're at the Billingsley Road. You'll find my senior manager, Shirley Manuel. You'll mm-hmm. be able to contact her. We can go to villagehb.org, or you can go to the Village Heartbeat Facebook page. If you happen to see Cheryl, I don't think you can't miss her. my colleague Gwendolyn Devins, myself, Jamar Davis, and if you happen to see our admin assistant Brenda White, we'll all be around, and you can reach us through there as well. As I imagine Pastor Boyd is through any of the churches that are health and wellness ministries as well.
Let me ask Pastor Boyd, what that sermon like be on Sunday, though, at Rockwell AME?
I haven't heard it in his voice a little
bit. Yeah, I want him to say something, because he's been back there. He's so cool with it, though. I got to ask him, since he's here.
Can you share, you gave a little saying or something yesterday Do you remember that? It was something when you were up there talking. It was some type of saying, or it was an inspirational message.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, so it was part of a poem about mm-hmm. not quitting. And so success is part of that poem. Success is failure turned inside out. You would have won had you stuck it out. And so stick to the fight when your heart is hit. Rest if you must. Mm. But for God's sake, don't quit.
Mm.
And, it's part of the process of achieving success in whatever it is that we're doing. Perseverance is everything. We fall down, we get back up again.
Mm.
And so you got to keep pressing. And we must keep encouraging each other to do the same. And so we are not perfect creatures. We serve a perfect God. We find our strength in His perfection, not our imperfection.
Mm.
And so in doing so, we must keep moving and keep encouraging each other and keep striving. And no matter how many times we fall, we get back up again. And so the Village Heartbeat is an example of that. That didn't start off as this great flood of victory. It started off as a trickle, in which no one really believed it was going to be anything. Because something unique about the program is that's the first time that government has actually partnered directly with faith-based organizations to reach a population of people that suffer the most from chronic disease. African Americans die at disproportionate rates from heart disease, diabetes, and hypertension. Part of that is due to our lack of knowledge about what that really means. What we try and do is educate, because education is key to knowing better means that now I can do better. I understand what A1C is. I understand what blood glucose level means. I understand my blood pressure ranges and why that's important. I understand how my arteries harden because my heart's pumping harder. I understand now that 1 pound of weight equals 5 to 7 miles of arteries that my heart has to pump blood to and from.
Mm.
So when I lose 1 pound, I'm shutting down 7 miles of arteries.
Mm.
So if I can convince somebody to visualize that in their head, can you imagine closing down 50 miles, 50 pounds, equaling 350 miles of arteries that your heart no longer has to pump blood to?
Mm. Mm. There it is. Wow. This is a Worship Wednesday in here today.
Hey, man, we thank y'all for being in the building. Village Heartbeat, Charlotte's Plug, man. It's Pot Out of Gate.
Live from Planet Fitness, Judgment Free Zone Studios.
This is WPEG.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.